Welcome to the Goal Getter Podcast. My name is Anna Wallace and I'm the founder of the Weight Loss Academy Coaching Certification. I'm a registered nutritionist, NLP practitioner, life and success coach. I'm a serial goal getter and obsessed with helping you achieve more out of life, more happiness, fulfillment, excitement, you name it. I want you to realize your potential and that everything you want to achieve is possible with the right attitude and mindset. If you're looking to massively upgrade your life, take control of your eating habits, start a business, become a health coach, or connect yourself on a more spiritual level, this podcast is for you. Look at this podcast as your daily dose of goodness to help you be, do, and have exactly what you want in life. I will provide you with the tools, strategies, resources, interviews, and solo episodes to inspire you to live your best life. I'm excited to guide you on this path. So thank you for hitting play. Let's dive in. Hi, everyone, and welcome to episode 4 of the Goal Getter Podcast. Today's episode, 3 inner shifts for the ultimate body transformation. And I'm really excited to dive into it because I'm going to share with you three essential things that are always overlooked in weight loss and changing your lifestyle and getting control around food. Always, always, always. And I'm going to dive straight into that today. Essentially, why I want to share this with you today is because when you're wanting to get control around food again, if you're sick of the yo-yo dieting, you know, the losing weight, then gaining it back, and you're sick of, you know, just not being able to take consistent action in your lifestyle, I want to share with you today some insights into why that might actually be. And the thing is, you know, we essentially know what we should do. Like, people know that fruit and vegetables are healthy, we should drink more water, we should move our body. So, you know, this is not about taking action this episode. This is not going to give you a strategy that's like, oh, go and do X, Y, Z, and you're going to achieve, you know, a 10 kilo weight loss. I'm not talking about that stuff today, okay? Because that stuff's out there, right? That's out there in the industry. That's out there in social media. And that's not always what is actually helping people. The people that have been in a battle with their body for their life and really, really struggle with dieting, they need to work on what's going on inside of them. What do they feel about themselves on a personal level? What's actually holding them back? So today we're going to really talk about these inner shifts that have a profound impact on your lifestyle when you start actually working towards them and making changes from that place rather than thinking, oh, okay, what's the next diet that I need to follow? What's the strategy that I should be doing? Okay. And if you're sick of the strategies and you're sick of the diets and you're sick of the, you know, the calorie counting and all that crap, but you really want to make changes. You want to feel good in your body. You want to feel confident in your body, but you want to know, how can I do this? How can I get to that place where I feel amazing, but do it in a way that feels good for me and in a way that's actually sustainable? We're going to dive straight into that today. So the first inner shift that is incredibly powerful for people, and it's always, always overlooked, is actually realizing your own potential. You know, if we sit and think about it, most people don't believe in their own potential, right? So if you are thinking about changing your body, losing weight, what's going to happen to you is you are going to start doubting yourself majorly, right? If you, you know, start to make some changes, maybe you see some success, and then, you know, when we see success, sometimes we start to get a little bit lazy because then we also think, oh, you know, like, am I going to be able to hold on to these results? Or, you know, all kind of self-sabotage thoughts comes up whenever we start to see some sort of success. And we start to doubt ourselves. You know, doubt can come from anywhere. It can come from the 5 times that we've tried to lose weight before. It can come from the 20 years of struggle in our body. So there's a lot of reasons why we're going to doubt our potential in our lives. And the thing is, I don't think we are really taught to believe in our potential. And I think that's quite sad. I don't think in school that we're taught to believe that we can achieve whatever we want and that we're so powerful that, you know, we could do, I don't want to say we could do whatever we want, but yeah, you know, maybe we can't do whatever we want. I definitely try to think like that anyway. But we've got so much potential inside of us. And I think so many people don't actually realize that. So when you're wanting to make changes in your lifestyle, most of the time you're going to be hit in the face at some point with not believing that you can actually achieve what you want. So, you know, because we have to look at weight loss as not being a linear path. I always say this to my clients, my one-to-one clients, and also when I'm teaching in our health coaching certification, you know, we have to realize that weight loss is not linear. If it was, we would have nobody struggling. It's up and down. It means, you know, one day is good, the next day is bad. One week's fantastic, the next week is horrendous. That's life, you know. There's always going to be different things going on. But when we have all these other things going on, what happens is it actually makes us doubt our own potential. It makes us think about, can I actually achieve this? You know, I've had a setback. Oh, I'm not going to be able to achieve my goal because X, Y, Z happened, you know? So there's all these things that come up on a daily basis that's testing us. Do we really want to achieve our goal? Is it that important? And then we start doubting ourselves and we start thinking it's not that important, actually. It's I don't believe in my own potential because I haven't been able to achieve it before. You know, I'm just going to feel like the last time. And thinking like this is why so many people aren't where they want to be in their lifestyle. That's why so many people are not consistently taking action with their eating habits, with exercise, because they don't actually even believe that they can do it. They don't believe that they have the potential. So I want you to think about this today. I want you to think, like, what is your inner dialogue towards yourself when you're wanting to make these changes? When you envision yourself at your goal, like living you're at your happiest, like feeling your best in your body, when you really visualize yourself at that place, like, do you believe that you can actually get there? Or are you constantly saying to yourself, you know, I'm never going to be able to do this. It's not possible for me. I always struggle. I always fall back. So it's very interesting when we start to become a bit more aware of what we're saying to ourselves and if we actually really do believe our own potential. Because the difference is between someone that believes in their own potential and somebody that doesn't. The person that doesn't believe in their own potential, that reflects the action that they take, right? When somebody doesn't have confidence, you can almost see it in a person. You can feel it in a person too, because they're a bit unsure. You know, oh, is this the right thing to do? I'm a bit confused, there's overwhelm, that kind of thing, right? And then that in turn makes an impact on your habits and your behaviors, because if you're unsure about if this is the right thing to do, then, you know, you're maybe not going to take action because you're not sure it's going to yield you the right results that you want. So it's like that trickle effect, okay? Now, somebody that has confidence in themselves and that they can actually achieve their goals, they're not putting time limits on it, like I have to lose 10 kilos in 12 weeks and if I don't, I'm a failure. No, this person is like, I will achieve what I want for my body, for my lifestyle. It will happen. I'm going to give myself time to get there. That's okay. Give myself grace. Be kind to myself, towards myself in the process. But I know I can achieve this. Absolutely. And they're sure of themselves. Oh, and they know that there's going to be setbacks, but that's no problem. They'll get back up again. When something happens and something throws them off course, they realize, oh, you know, like that's life. There's always going to be curveballs. What did that curveball teach me? And I'm going to get back up again and, you know, just work through whatever I need to. So a confident person really takes action from a different place. And they're quite relentless. Okay, so their energy and how they take action is completely different from somebody that doesn't believe that they have potential. So we can be so powerful when we actually believe in our own potential. We're actually unstoppable. It's like, I don't really care what you're saying. I'm going to keep going and I'm going to achieve what I want. And eventually you'll get there. Absolutely, no doubt about it. But it's just, how much do you actually believe in your own potential? And how can we improve that in ourselves? You know, there's a lot of different things that we can do. But the first thing I would really encourage you to do is actually use encouraging language towards yourself. So for example, instead of constantly putting yourself down, saying you're a failure, it's not possible for you, you know, you're hopeless, you're always eating, you're fat, you're ugly. Instead of like constantly putting yourself down, it's really time to start treating yourself with respect, with kindness, with the level of respect that you deserve, you know, like work with yourself, not against yourself. So how would you speak to your friend if your friend said that she was struggling with her food one day and she wasn't able to exercise and, you know, it was a bit of a crappy day? How would you speak to your friend? You would say to your friend, look, you know, you've got this. Go to bed, have a good night's sleep, get up the next day and give it your best shot. But you know you could do this. Like today was just a blip in the road. This is the kind of language that you actually need to start using towards yourself. I don't know why it's so hard for us to use, and like I'm speaking from personal experience here as well, but we're not taught to be kind and gentle towards ourselves. In fact, we're not taught to be our own best friend. It's almost like default we fall into being our own worst enemy. So we really have to rewire this relationship with ourselves and start being more encouraging towards ourselves and challenge yourself. You know, you're not here to live in your comfort zone. As comfortable as it may feel in your comfort zone, not much greatness is going to come from there. And I don't believe us as human beings that we're designed to stay in our comfort zone. I think we're here to be challenged. We're here to grow. We're here to do amazing things. And just the same as your lifestyle, like you need to grow in that area. If that's an area that you struggle with, you need to work on it. So challenge yourself. Put yourself forward for classes that you never would normally do. Go into the gym and try a workout that you wouldn't normally do. Go running if you've never ran before. You know, like push yourself. I don't mean like push yourself to the extremes, but challenge yourself to do different things. And that every time you do that, that's going to show you that you have more potential than what you actually thought. So that's just a couple of little tips that can help you start to work towards, raising your own potential and being conscious of it and realizing actually how much potential you do have inside of you. Okay. The second inner shift is what I want to talk about, the inner shifts, because that's really essentially what they are, is all about your beliefs. And we have, we were kind of dropping the beliefs in there because they do come into potential because of what are your beliefs around your potential. But when we're talking about beliefs, you know, what are beliefs? Beliefs are an acceptance that something is true, whether it's about ourselves or the world around us, right? But you have to remember about beliefs. We don't know if they are actually true or false, but we've just made up we've came to a conclusion that it's the truth. It's the ultimate truth. But the problem is that sometimes we're carrying around a lovely little backpack on our back with a whole lifetime of beliefs about ourselves that is just holding us down and not making us feel very good about ourselves. So I really challenge you to start thinking about the beliefs that you're carrying about yourself, okay? And we get our beliefs from, we're being programmed from when we're born, okay? And when I say programmed, I mean we're absorbing information, in our family. If your mother had negative beliefs about her body and she was vocal about that in front of you, then there's a high chance that you would also have similar beliefs about your body too. Okay, so there's, you know, we carry beliefs from our family and the space where we grew up in as well. But you have to understand that, why are we choosing to carry these beliefs around? Are they actually serving us? Absolutely not. In fact, they're making our lives much more difficult. You know, so what I've noticed with my clients before is that they have a desire to be slim. Okay, they want to be slim. They know that they want to lose weight, but it's the beliefs in their subconscious mind that's actually holding them back from achieving what they want. So you can see here that there's they're incongruent. They're not aligned. They're not the same, because they have the desire that they want to be slim, but then deep down underneath, they have a belief that they're always going to be overweight, or they're always going to struggle with their body. So if you have that belief ingrained deep down inside of you that you're always going to struggle with your body, that's what's going to happen for you, because that's what you believe. It doesn't matter if you it doesn't matter if the desire is you know, you have that deep desire, like, you know, you really want that. But if every single day you're choosing to believe that you are always going to struggle, that's exactly what you're going to see. There's always going to be a struggle there. Okay. So it's very, very important that we actually challenge our beliefs. Where did they come from? Start thinking about them. Where did they come from? Is it something that you've had for 10 years? Did somebody call you something when you were younger? Did it come from your parents? Did it come from a previous relationship? What are the beliefs? That's the first thing you want to get clear on. What are the things that you're saying to yourself over and over that on a daily basis when you're thinking about the things that you want to achieve regarding losing weight, changing your lifestyle? Your inner dialogue is going to give you a really good clue here, okay? You know, because even in conversation with some people, you know, sometimes you might just say things and you don't even realize it. For example, you're having a conversation with a friend and you might say, oh yeah, like, I've always struggled with my weight. It's always been a thing. You know, I've always been a size, I don't know, a size 20, or I'm size whatever. But, you know, whatever it is that you're saying you're in is what is always going to be your reality. Okay, so we really need to start challenging our beliefs and realizing why ask ourselves, why are we believing these? Because we're believing these to be the truth, but they could also not be the truth if we chose to believe a new belief, or we decided to believe that it wasn't true. Okay, so when I'm working with clients, you know, and we teach a lot about this in the certification as well, helping people to choose more empowering beliefs. What is a belief that you would want to be true about yourself? And it's not just something that happens overnight either, folks. You know, we have to work on these things. But I think it's really, really important for you to think about what your beliefs are about your body, about your relationship around food, about your weight. Even just becoming more aware of that and trying to you know, create some new and empowering beliefs is a really, really good step. And then, of course, in turn, thinking about your own potential as a human being, you know, you have incredible potential. You don't realize it, but you do. Absolutely. And if somebody else has achieved something that you want, that's evidence that it's actually possible. Okay. So that was the second inner shift that I want to talk to you about today, which is all about your beliefs and creating some new empowering beliefs for yourself. And the last inner shift that is incredibly, incredibly powerful is all about your identity, okay? And making an identity shift, okay? Maybe you've heard of this before, but your identity is anything that starts with I am. So for example, you could say to yourself, I'm very organized, I'm always going to be overweight, I've always struggled with my weight, I'm an emotional eater. Part of your identity is also being a mother, a teacher, a girlfriend, an auntie, you know, all those other things. But I think you get the idea, is your identity is anything that you really identify yourself as or with, okay? Now, the problem is with a lot of people, they, and what the thing is, what has this even got to do with weight loss and lifestyle? The problem is that you could have, again, coming back to your desires, you could have the desire to be slim, the desire to be healthy, but you don't actually have the identity, you don't hold the identity of someone who is slim and healthy or healthy, okay? So what I mean by that is you have to think about if you were your healthy self, your healthiest self, if you were yourself at your goal weight, whatever it is that you want, whatever those deep desires are around your body, around your lifestyle, what would your life already look like? What would your habits look like? What would your behaviors look like? What would you be doing on a daily basis? What would your routine look like? And what are those, you know, what would you be doing? What would be important to you? What would be a non-negotiable to you? Okay, and you need to start acting from that place already. You need to start acting as the person that you want to be. And I hate saying the person you want to be, because you're already the person that you are. That's not really the right thing I want to say here, because you're all, there's nothing, how can I say that? It's not about the person that you want to be because you already are that person. It's more about bringing in the behaviors and the habits that you already want to have, that you actually want to have, okay? So, because what people think is, they think, oh, you know, I will, you know, it's more people think that eventually at one point they're going to create this magical lifestyle and have the ultimate control around food. And it's always off in the distance. Like it'll be in 3 months' time, it'll be in 6 months' time. But really what you need to do is you need to get very, very clear on what the non-negotiable habits and behaviors you would have if you were already at your goal. And you need to start bringing them into your life right now, instead of thinking to yourself, oh, when I lose the 10 kilo, that's when I'll do it. Because how do you expect to lose the 10 kilo if those things are not a non-negotiable in your life already? Because those things are going to be what actually get you to your goal, okay? So it's about acting from that place already. And it is so powerful, because so many people are waking up every single day and saying to themselves, I'm fat, I'm struggling with my weight, I'm overweight, I'm an emotional eater. And then they go through their day living through this narrative. And what action do you think they take? They take action as the emotional eater. What does an emotional eater do? An emotional eater comes home in the evening after work and she eats food to make herself feel better. She numbs herself. She goes to bed feeling bloated, uncomfortable, feeling ashamed, feeling guilty. Okay, you get the gist. So that's what the emotional eater does. So what's your identity? What does the person that is healthy, what's non-negotiable for them? And like, I'm speaking here from experience as well. You have to realize that. Like, I used to be the person that was the emotional eater. You know, that used to be part of my identity. That used to be the thing that I did. But now I would class myself as a healthy person. I'm definitely not perfect. I don't want to be either. But I've got good balance with my food. But there are certain things that I do every single day that are non-negotiable for me, that allow me to live this healthy life, that allow me to have maintain my weight, for example. So what are those things? Having breakfast every single morning, eating three meals a day, healthy snacking in between, making time for exercise 3 to 4 times a week, meditating, journaling, you know, self-care things, doing my food shopping every single week, knowing what we're eating as a family. Those things are kind of, they're my non-negotiables, because, and I don't even have to think twice about them anymore either, because I've been doing them for so long now. It's like showering, you know, it's like, whoop, you know, it's done. But and they're ingrained now. It's just like before, the emotional eating habit was ingrained, but now I've ingrained more positive and empowering habits. So, you know, it's about creating new empowering habits and behaviors. But you have to really be taking action from a different place. And from my experience, what I've seen with clients, and I've worked with so many women now, and I know exactly what's going on in the industry, is that you're waking up every single day and you're keeping yourself in that struggle because that's the story that you're telling yourself. It's really time to create a new story for yourself, right? It's time to think about, well, if I was at my most healthy weight, and this is not being ultra skinny, or I don't care about that. I care about you feeling great in your own skin, whether that is a size 14, a size 20. Like, what is important here is that you feel good in your own skin. And health is a priority here, of course, because it always should be. We should be taking care of ourselves. Okay, but if you were your healthiest self, what would you be doing on a daily basis? Right? And write a list of what those things would be. 5 things, what would you be doing? What would be non-negotiable for you? Start taking action and doing those things on a daily basis. Take action every single day from that place, from your healthy self, not from the person that's struggling, because the person that's struggling stays struggling. Okay? So it's really, really important that you start taking action from that. Again, I'm going to say that phrase that I don't even want to say, the person that you want to be, but it's more about from the place that you want to be. Okay, folks? So that's everything I wanted to share with you today. You know, the inner shifts are powerful. Okay, we know that, you know, having a strategy for eating is also important, especially if you've struggled with dieting, yo-yo dieting. You might be confused now because you don't know what's healthy, and it's a confusing world out there. Let's just be honest. I get that. And knowing how to eat is important, and it definitely has its place. But what's really, really important is actually making these inner shifts. Time and time again, I've seen the biggest transformations with my clients when they do this kind of work. And that's why we teach a lot around this stuff in the certification as well, because, you know, when you realize your own potential, you're unstoppable. When you change your beliefs, you know, you're living your life in a different way because you're choosing to believe more empowering beliefs about yourself. And when you actually start taking action on a daily basis as the person that you want to be, wow, again, you know, that's when you're going to see massive, massive change. And those little things essentially are going to equal the results. You're going to see the results because you'll be taking action. You'll be doing the non-negotiables. You're going to do those things consistently. It's not just going to be, oh, I'm just going to, you know, eat healthy for 12 weeks and then I'll go back to my old habits. This is why people are struggling for their whole life with food, with their relationship around food, with their weight, because they're not going and doing the inner work and really, really taking control. So I really hope today's episode was useful for you. You know, I think it's so, so, so important to not overlook these areas. I would love to know if you have some feedback for me. Please, if you listen to the episode, tag me on Instagram. You can find me, you can follow me on, it's I Am Anna Wallace, and tag me in your stories. Let me know what your takeaways were. And I would also be incredibly grateful if you would subscribe to the podcast and leave me a review if you enjoyed the episode. I'm, of course, just in the very early stages of everything, getting started in the podcast, you know, but we're getting there, and I hope you're enjoying the episodes as they come out, because we've got a really nice diverse range about, you know, how you can just improve your overall life, whether it's to do with your relationship around food, your career, and connect more to yourself. We're going to have a really, really amazing diverse topics on the podcast. So I do hope you enjoy. Okay, folks, thank you once again for tuning in. I'm really, really grateful for you, and I will see you in the next episode.